You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Stephen Naismith to score and Norwich to win is 5-1, and Dimitri Payet to score and West Ham to win in the betting at 6-1. I see West Ham have been clipped a little bit. When I was looking at this match earlier on in the week, Mark, they were 2-1 to win the game. They're into 19-10 now. Just a note of caution for those looking to back West Ham. They've not won in any of their last 16 visits to Carrow Road, but have drawn on 7 occasions. But Norwich at 6-4, when they've been in such dismal form, looks a little bit skinny to me, Mark.
Yeah, it does, although there's some quite big news with West Ham, but not a very, well, obviously they had a good midweek in the fact that he progressed in the FA Cup. But in terms of injuries, Winston Reid is out. He pulled his hamstring against Liverpool, and Tompkins is out as well. So, you know, two key defenders are out there. Sacco's not going to make it. Coyate's not going to make it. And I'm told Lanzini is 50-50. So plenty of players out for West Ham. That, you know, the ones that did play midweek, they had 120 minutes in their legs. So that's not going to do them any favours whatsoever. Obviously, looking at Norwich, there's not too much quality there going forward. But I just think, you know, they aren't a bad home team. You know, where that Carrow Road can really get behind them, you know, and they need to get behind them at the moment. It's a real, real important game for Norwich. Maybe West Ham are thinking, you know, the things are going well in the cup. Maybe this is a game they can afford to ease off in a little bit. I don't know, but I think it's definitely more of an important game for Norwich. It really is a great opportunity for them. If they get 3 points, there's a good chance of them getting outside of the relegation zone come the end of the weekend. So I'd be quite sort of with Norwich in this game.
6-4 Norwich to win it. It does feel a bit like, Derek, a trap is being set here with West Ham almost 2-1. I think people seem to remember West Ham's success away from home earlier on in the season against the big clubs, but they've only won one of their last 9 away from Upton Park in the Premier League. They have drawn 4 of those, admittedly.
Yeah, and their form is on a downturn as well. I've watched them 2 or 3 times recently, and I've been really disappointed in what I've seen, including the games against Liverpool as well. I think they were a bit lucky to progress in the FA Cup. And I agree with Mark. I think this could be a game, obviously they're not going to throw it, because, you know, Premier League footballers don't do that. But it's a game where they might well take the foot off the gas and no one will turn a hair. Now, you look at Norwich, and yeah, you mentioned their decent home form. Recently, it hasn't. It's been appalling. They've shipped, I think it's 12 goals in their last 3 home games. But that was against Tottenham, Man City, and then that ridiculous game against Liverpool. Before that, they'd had a real good run at home. They'd beaten Villa. They'd beaten Southampton. They'd drawn with Everton. You know, they're drawn with Arsenal. They are a different side on home, and I think with everything to play for, they need a win here, and I think they're meeting West Ham at the right time. I'm not saying 6-4 is the greatest bet of all time. I don't think it's given anything away. I think your odds compilers are well on top of this, Mark, but I'd still favour Norwich.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.